feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Hi, I'm Jackie Collins, and you are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky bitches.
Barbie, let's go party.
Guess what we're going to be talking about today, Neil? A little bit of pink. Yeah, a little bit of pinky stuff, and also the best song in the world to kick off the show. Woo.
Alan Fitzpatrick versus Patrice Rushen on Gaydio. Haven't you heard, Neil and Debbie?
Heard what?
The rumours.
Have you heard what I heard, Neil? Have you heard this?
Is Barbie a communist?
Maybe.
Maybe. Did you hear what she said?
Is Barbie a communist?
Correct.
Oh.
I have got things from America that will make you actually need to ring 101 and say there's a stitch. It's opened up my body.
Oh.
It's so funny and so right wing. You go, ha, 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 good one. Are we in a comedy club? No, we're not. That's someone's for you. little quiz for you, Neil. Hello. Good morning. It's Neil and Debbie here. Gaydio. Saturday morning. Just gone 10. Woken up. What show was that song used in? What seminal show, seminal gay show was that song used in?
Well, the
in?
One we just played?
Yeah.
Corpus Christi Wang.
I've no idea. Oh, Queer as Folk.
Correct. Daddy's favourite. Daddy's favourite.
Daddy.
That's, yeah.
Hello,
Daddy's favourite. There we go. I feel uncomfortable now. Thank God.
Jax Jones on Gaydio with Me and My Guitar. Neil and Debbie here. Can you play the guitar? Can you play an instrument?
I'm amazing at it, Neil. Thank you for asking.
So, yeah.
Very Katie Lang. this is ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. I have actually got my guitar under my bed.
Oh, have
and
you?
I've had it since I've been 13.
Does it ever come out to get played?
No, it's deciding what it is at the moment, Neil. It hasn't come out yet.
Oh, right.
Yes, it has gets played. And I can maybe play you a little treat, the chords that I know.
Oh, I'd love
later
that.
Later on.
Oh,
that would
yes.
be thrilling, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Play along at home. Play along at home. DGA, if you're interested. very busy show, Neil. What may I ask? Because this is the part of the show we usually ask, what have you got? And we show each other our cards. What have you got?
Well, I've found some more. I've been enjoying Alan Carr.
Of course you have.
More from his world. And yes, we must talk Barbie the movie. I've got Madonna news as well.
Oh, Neil, can we, while we're on that subject of...
I am Madonna.
Can we all please start a fund? Can we start a GoFundMe page? Someone like Madonna should not be holding a plush you win at the fun fair.
Oh, you
see. You know that, the grabber machine that you put your money in and it goes, ooh, ooh, and you lower it down and then you grab your toy. And because it's of a little bit fixed, you never get your toy because it's not fixed.
And nothing comes up.
Yeah. She's pulling out a plush you get from one of those weird things. Neil, she's a multi-millionaire-ess. She's holding something that costs $1.99.
I know.
What's happened to the world? I'm not worried about climate change.
No.
I'm not worried about all that. I'm worried about Madonna and a cheap toy. So we'll sort that out later on. And Neil, I've got a little something for you.
Oh, yes.
Which has been, we'll get to shortly, which has been sent in. It's possibly the best collaboration that has ever happened on the planet of this one we're on.
Right.
Two huge icons. Mm. One of them is our favourite. But who are these people here? Do you recognise
them? I'm assuming, is that Kylie and someone?
No, it's not Kylie. So it's your first answer, Neil. Yeah. Two more incorrect answers. We'll have to take your house off you. That went well.
Tom Grennan, how does it feel on Gaydio? Libby here. You can tweet us at this is ndebs at Gaydio. Our email, ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
Good morning, Barbara. Not Barb, she says. Barbara, not Barb.
Not Barb.
Not Barb. Who is listening in L.A.
Oh, nice.
L.A. Beautiful to
not
see
Barbara
you there.
Not Barbara Streisand, is it? Streisand.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't think she'd go Barbara, not Barb, and I think she'd have a blue tick, don't you? I'll investigate while you do your award-winning news.
Lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Things going on in the world this week. First of all, this is actually pretty good. Government has apologised for what it described as the horrific treatment of LGBT people who served in the British Armed Forces before the ban was lifted in the year 2000. The Prime Minister this week, Rishi Sunak, addressed the Commons to say sorry. And I haven't got that clip, so we'll move on. Olympian Dame Kelly Holmes has welcomed the government apology after she heard them speaking in the Commons about it this week. Speaking to Forces News, Dame Kelly Holmes says she was one of those affected by the original ban.
I loved everything about what the Forces gave me as an individual, but I hated being part of an organisation that restricted people just living. And for me, it left that fear in my life for, 34 years.
And Dame Kelly has now this advice for those who are currently serving but still closeted.
Well, anyone still serving who is maybe still unsure of where they stand, the military has given you that opportunity to be you. And I would say you take that opportunity, because there's not much in life where you have that ability to be free in you, to grow, to show, to just grab every opportunity in life.
What I love about Dame Kelly Holmes is she's using her platform. Now, I know you're writing that down, Dame Kelly Holmes. She's using her platform very responsibly to put the message out there and help people.
Yeah, and the thing that I love most about Dame Kelly Holmes is that she's become so free now she's come out. You can hear...
Yeah.
The weight has been lifted of her voice. Yeah. Her voice.
Totally.
She sounds different.
Yeah.
But we've always loved Dame Kelly Holmes, haven't we? We've always loved her.
Something more serious now. This is bad. The homophobia that exists on the African continent is rife and getting worse. Kenya looks set to follow Uganda with the introduction of anti-LGBTQ legislation. And this week, the Supreme Court in Ghana dismissed a legal challenge seeking to block Parliament from passing similar legislation. This now paves the way for a new law in Ghana that will not only criminalise being gay, being transgender, it will stop same-sex relations, and it also will become an offence to advocate for LGBTQ plus rights in the African nation. It's really getting quite serious in Africa at the moment. It's very, very sad. Very sad. And finally, according to Twitter, hate speech on the social network is down 30% since Elon Musk let that sink in when he bought the company. However, according to research at Hope Not Hate, this does not ring true. And Media Matters also say Twitter has become less safe for LGBTQ plus people under Musk's leadership, as he's abandoned much of the platform's content moderation, pushed anti-trans rhetoric in his own tweets, and reinstated dozens of previously banned accounts, including ones that were banned for anti-LGBTQ hate. So,
I think we all start again, Neil, and you and I will sit on the judging panel with RuPaul and, maybe Dame Kelly Holmes, and we'll do an interview.
Yes.
And then if we think you've got an ounce of intelligence,
right,
we will give you an account. And if you don't, I'm afraid you'll just have to go elsewhere.
Right.
We'll shut the door in your face.
Yeah, slam it.
That's what we'll do. Yeah, we'll slam it.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we've solved that issue there, Neil. Thank you. Let's move on to...
Sophie Tucker and House Arrest on Gadio. Nathan Dorr on the way for you very soon.
You sexy Sophie Tucker! It's a brilliant song, that is. House Arrest. This is Ndebs at Gadio. Email ndebs@gadio.co.uk. I've been very busy this week now. I was going to set up an account on the rival site. What's it called? I've already forgotten my name. I don't think
Threads.
It's a good name for it, because I keep forgetting it.
Threads.
Who? Threads?
Mm, yeah.
See, it's not... I don't... Do you remember it? Well, you just have, so yeah.
So
I'm very busy, Neil, because I've been hanging out with Simon Cowell this week.
Sorry, Neil. Okay.
Sorry.
How awful for you.
Hanging out with Simon Cowell with some animal conservation.
Oh, some of your charity work.
Yeah. One of my charity works, Neil, one of many charity works. Mm. But I have had time to go around the internet and found possibly one of the best clips that have come over from America that involves... this. You can't escape it. It's come out this weekend. It's everywhere and it's so, so pink. But who would have thought a little plastic doll would be so controversial?
This new Barbie movie. Stop. that has been released full of transsexual and transgender and homosexuality.
So can we just check we're talking about the same film? Barbie, the about three inches tall. You say 3 inches, you're good with sizes now.
Well, yeah, how many inches? I'm not sure. No, it's a few more inches than that.
A few more inches? Yeah. What would you say? How many? How big would you say?
About 8 inches, I thought.
About 8 inches,
well,
is she?
It depends.
She?
I mean, actually, I guess she must come in different sizes.
No. Would you say she's 8 inches? Well, you know what 8 inches is. This has gone down a wormhole. We'll come back with the rather amusing views from America about that controversial, awful plastic doll next.
Sagala and May Muller on Gadio.
Oh, May. Do you think she's over it yet? She's over it.
I don't know.
No, Neil, because it's. I still feel bad that she came last. Mm. Not one person voted for her in Eurovision. I really like that song.
I know, yes.
I've completely forgotten it, but I really loved it at the time. I loved it, and I love Loreen as well. And this is Ndebs at Gadio. You may Ndebs at Gadio.co.uk. There's been so many things going on in America. For all the things in the world right now, half the planet is on fire. There's some horrible stuff going on in Uganda. We won't even talk about Putin. Rah, rah, Rasputin. And the right wing of America have got so furious about one tiny lady. Mm. Natural blonde hair. She's a whole 3 inches five. We worked that out. How big is she, Neil?
I'd say probably about 8 inches, but I've never had one of my own, to be honest with you.
No, but you think she's around. What makes you think she's around 8 inches?
It seems about the right height.
This is one of the comments that came out of Fox News.
Kel Surprise.
One of the leading stories in the week.
Is Barbie a communist?
Maybe.
And they're starting to talk about Ted Cruz and this ridiculous thing about the maps in China and how it's the whole film is a communist film because they've changed the map of the world. People, it's a film about a plastic doll with no genitalia. What is wrong with you? They've gone on to say that there's this program, Neil. It's a brilliant one. It's called The Damage Report.
Right.
And they unearthed this preacher. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to. Bring it
on. All right. So this is what's going out in America out of all the things in the world.
As crazy as all that was, we're going to go to one more level of insanity. This is Kent Christmas, who has previously appeared on the program. Take a look at this.
And I curse in the name of the Lord this new Barbie movie. That has been released full of transsexual and transgender and homosexuality in the name of the Lord. Make God loose a judge. God loose a holy judgment. Hallelujah. Go ahead and write in all that you want. What's happened is the church has been so intimidated and so silent that we're afraid to stand up and declare, thus saith the Lord.
I don't know what that was. It has been admittedly a while since I've been to church. I feel like Jesus would have other things on his mind, other inequalities and issues in the world, people being left behind, people being victimized that he would probably spend his time thinking about, but I don't know. Just as a general rule to everyone, watch the movies you want to watch and don't watch the movies and shows you don't.
So well said. Really, so they've got it now. America is intimidated by an 8-inch plastic doll.
Right.
There we have it.
One final thing, sorry, but the name of the preacher that caught my Kent
attention.
Christmas.
Yes. Yeah.
Be careful how you say that, don't you?
Sucker fame. Bleed me dry like a goddamn vampire.
Olivia Rodrigo, vampire. So good.
No goddamn vampire, Neil. Goddamn vampire. This is Ndebs at Gadio. Email Ndebs at gadio.co.uk.
I quite like the idea of having my neck.
Oh, Neil, let's. What's wrong? I don't. No one will want. Nobody cares. So that's nice. Over to Twitter I go, Neil, because right. there's been a complaint. Which I will get to in a moment. Mm. I'm afraid it involves your podcast. your
what
podcast.
What do you mean my podcast? No, our podcast.
No, for this occasion.
You. Right, yes.
On this occasion, we do put a podcast up.
Yeah.
It's available whenever you are. And
Mixcloud.com/ this is NDebs, or search for NDebby on iTunes, or you can listen again at gadio.co.uk, please, thank you.
Which is what I do, because you can listen to the whole music on it as well. We'll get to Adrian's message in a minute, because we have talked a lot this morning.
Oh, okay.
What do you think this rate is, Neil? Talk sport, because it's not.
Venby and Goddard, Messy in Heaven on Gadio.
At this is NDebs at Gadio, email ndebs@gadio.co.uk. I'm actually going to talk about another gay venue, iconic gay venue, over on Twitter, if I may, please.
Oh, yes, we can.
At this is NDebs at Gadio, we adore hearing from you. If you are still on Twitter, are you still there? You see anyone, Neil? Anyone at all? There's Elon looking at himself in the mirror, going, mirror, mirror on the wall. And you and I. But this has come in from the wonderful RVT.
Ah.
And guess what they've done this week? You're going to love this.
This is the Royal Vauxhall Tavern in the
correct.
London.
Correct.
Yes, what they've
in
done.
In London, famous, where Freddie Mercury used to smuggle Princess Diana in.
Right, yeah.
In drag. Mm. So she could be, well, she could just watch drag queens.
Mm, exactly. Enjoy yourself and let her hair
enjoy
down.
Enjoy yourself. Mm. In, yeah, let her hair down. That's it. So it involves one of the RVT legends.
Good evening. Yes, it's the glamorous part of the night now.
ITV have just started replaying old Paul O'Grady shows,
have
Little
they?
Heroes. And right. Neil, every time I see him, I just think, oh, he's here. Oh, he's back. Oh, he's not. And it makes me sad. But the RVT have done something beautiful, and we really love this. There's an artist called Tidus who has put posters all around Vauxhall for their In Bloom display. And it's all over TfL, it's all over Vauxhall. And it's Lily Savage as a plant.
Oh.
It's a beautiful poster. She's perched in a leopard print dress, thigh-high boots.
Yeah.
On top of the new RVT with all the rainbow windows. It's had a facelift, Neil. Like we need. They've had a facelift. And it's we're going to retweet it because it's such a beautiful work of art. And each time I see Lily or Paul O'Grady, my heart just...
I miss her.
Yeah, I miss him and I miss her.
Yeah.
Should we have one more listen? Because we've gone down a bit of a wormhole here, which has got slightly uncomfortable. But he's irreplaceable.
Completely, yeah.
Good evening.
Hi, Paul.
Yes, it's the glamorous part of the night now.
Simmons and Christopher, The Weekend, and before that, Alternate A and Automatic on Gadio's Anthem. These are the anthems, I know.
You were in the video to that, weren't you? That Automatic, you were the guy with the six-pack.
Yeah,
by the way, we've had a correction in from you on Twitter, at this is NDebs at Gadio. Please email smartalec.co.uk. Neil, I think you're exaggerating. You don't know your own size. 11.5 inches, Barbie is.
Oh, really?
At 11.5 inches.
Slightly short, wasn't I?
Well, if you think that is 8 inches, Neil, you've been doing yourself a disservice for quite a long time, because it's actually 11.5.
Right, okay.
How big are you compared to Barbie? At this is NDebs at Gadio. Email ndebs@gadio.co.uk.
You can also message us via our Instagram account. I found a message on there. This is NDebs. And we've had one in here from Rubella Vaccine. And I have to say, Rubella, love the pic of Jabba the Hutt in drag on your profile. Rubella describes themselves as she/her, curvaceous and vivacious, hashtag drag queen, slimming world survivor, and McDonald's enthusiast. thank you very much. Hello, darling, says Rubella Vaccine here. Just wanted to say thank you so much for the shout out. Oh, and loving the show. So thank you very much.
Excuse me. First of all, Rubella Vaccine, this is for you. It won't be the first time I play that, because there's something big that's happened in London vis-a-vis Star Wars I stumbled. No, it's actually really arty, Neil.
Oh, arty.
It's really arty. And also, I love the fact that we've branched out from just Twitter onto Instagram. Are you going to be looking after our Instagram account?
Yeah, I'll do Instagram if you do threads. Hello? Who there?
Yeah. Sorry. I don't think I can take on two social media accounts. I'm sorry.
That's Karen Harding. Say something. Neil and Debbie here on KDO with the anthems this Saturday morning.
Good anthems this week, aren't they? Beautiful anthems. Tell you who's quite good at anthems, Neil. Sorry, that was awfully corny, wasn't it? This is ndebs at KDO. Email we're usually better than that.co.uk. It's
Britney.
They've got a new track out together. It came out like it dropped last night.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard? Did you hear it?
No, I haven't heard it yet.
Okay. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Yeah. I mean, Neil, I'm as green as the next person, and I believe in recycling as much as Greta Thunberg.
Right.
But this is taking the biscuit. This is a new track by Britney and will.i.am. And do you know what it's called?
Green Mind is the colour.
Mind your business. Might recognise a bit of this.
You are now rocking with will.i.am and
Britney.
Yes, almost a carbon copy of the last one they did. It's almost like, should we not really do much too much work on this and just like copy the other one? Would you like to hear Britney? Whitney. Oh, that's their matching name. will.i.am and Britney. Whitney. Well, he was on, don't know what I'm talking about. He was on CBS News in the week, Neil, talking about this very song.
Lovely.
And, the interview on CBS Breakfast gave him a really big up.
Mm.
And will.i.am, we've interviewed him before, and he doesn't really, it's a one-way game of ping pong with him, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
You sort of ask questions and you get...
All pong and no ping.
All pong and no ping. This is it.
You are now rocking with will.i.am and
Britney.
It's all right, it's coming, don't worry.
I'm quite like this bit. I like this one, it's quite a bit, yeah.
Mind your business.
Okay, that song is set to drop tomorrow. Let me maintain my professionalism. Joining us now is producer, singer, rapper. This man does it all, will.i.am, and this is a first on CBS Mornings. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
I am super, man. It's an honor to be here. I'm excited. Just great here in France.
All right, and it carried on like that. He asked great question after great question about his career. Yep. No. Yep, that's right. And it was just yes, no answers. And we had that when we interviewed him.
Yeah.
And we got told we couldn't ask any specific questions.
That's right, yeah.
We had to keep it to a really pants song he did.
Yeah, talk about a song he'd done that was not very good.
It's really, yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything positive to say apart from the fact it ended. And you tried to ask him a question about his space knowledge because he's into space stuff. And No.
He shut it down, didn't he?
He did shut it down. So, I mean, at least he got more than five words out of him.
That American TV host on CBS, he sounded great. I liked him.
He did sound great. He was really good at his job, didn't he?
He was really
thrilled with the answers. Well, I am. Yeah, I'm here in France. Thanks for that exclusive.
Bass toy, doing the flap of it, are you? I see. Very good. Yes.
Yeah, that, like the
1930s.
Yeah. And this is quite nice. This is quite Bugsy Malone. I quite like this bed. This is ndebs at Gadio. Email ndebs@gadio.co.uk. Go on, swim me round, Neil.
Yeah.
Swim me round.
Whee!
Under your legs. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I hit your Barbie.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Each week at this time, we take that deep dive into the archive, select some tracks from that archive, and play three clips for Debbie to ruminate over for 20 minutes or so, and decide only one of these songs can we hear in full at the end of the Anthems Hour, okay?
Bit different this week, isn't it, Neil? Bit different.
Why would that be, Debbie?
I've seen your homework. I've looked onto the... I don't usually look, and I feel I've seen them all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could save ourselves some valuable time here and I could tell myself what they are.
I know. Oh, okay.
So, song number one, Infinity, Guru Josh, no.
No.
Oh, is it not?
No.
Oh, I've done it wrong. Oh, God, looking up then. This is looking up.
Oh, well, maybe not. Adele, Cold Shoulder, choice number one. Crying Debbie, The Cold Shoulder, Adele, choice number one. And
yes.
Possible.
Yes. Yes.
Choice number two this week, it's Kylie's sister. It's Danny Minogue. Great little song, that. Danny Minogue, I Begin to Wonder, choice number two on our deep dive into the archive. Okay.
Very good, because a new TV show's coming out soon, I Kissed a Girl.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We've got to talk about that. Yeah.
And your final choice, you were right first time. It's Guru Josh. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't really joke.
Excellent, Guru Josh and Infinity, choice number three. There we are. That's your three choices this week.
I don't want to be rude, but I got a grudge with him because he wore awful pants on Top of the Pops when he performed that, and I've never forgiven him for it.
Oh, really?
They were like Hammer Time pants. They were terrible. great, two great choices there, Neil. It'll probably be Adele, but let's wait and see.
Therese, Stonebridge, Take Me Away. These are...
Take It Away!
Who did that? He used to say that.
Take It Away!
Take It Away?
Oh, no! Take It Away, Matron!
Oh, it's the Matron one, isn't it? What's
Kenneth
his name?
Williams.
Kenneth Williams. He was on TV in the week. The wonderful Martin Sheen played him in a film.
Oh.
And he was more like Kenneth Williams than Kenneth Williams.
Martin Sheen?
No!
Martin Sheen, the actor.
The American actor?
The one, you know... No, Martin Sheen! Martin Sheen!
Are you sure?
100% Martin Sheen. Let me have a look. I'm going to Google it now. If you'd like to get in touch with us, this is NDebs.
Last time I saw Martin Sheen, he was running the White House.
Oh, hang on. Martin Sheen. Hang on a minute. Martin Sheen. Okay, so there must be another Martin Sheen. Who's the guy that played... Who's the guy? Oh, how do you describe this? This is such an evil game. Alexa, who do I mean? Who's the person? Who's the guy that... I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to type in. Maybe we'll come back to this. I'm going to type in Kenneth Williams, actor.
Right.
Kenneth... He's a brilliant guy.
Was it the drama Fantabulosa you were watching? Is it?
Yeah.
Was it that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is very good. Good drama. And he was an interesting character.
You idiot, Neil.
Yeah. Well,
you need to make an apology. It's Martin Sheen. How embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you.
These are Gadia's anthems. Neil and Debbie here. Oh, hang on.
Hello, I'm not here right now.
I think you might have a apology to make, Debbie. Oh, we were just talking about Kenneth Williams, weren't you? And the fact that he was portrayed in a drama recently. And who was the name of the actor that you were insistent upon?
Yes, if you have just turned on Gadio, do excuse us. We were talking about...
Mermaid, Take It Away!
The wonderful Kenneth Williams, who, by the way, my father used to go to clubs with. I only found this out recently.
Really?
Him and Uncle Duncan had a few beers.
Oh, yes.
And they said, your auntie had a flat in Tunbridge Wells. And we used to go to it, and it had Kenneth Williams and someone called Charles Hawtrey.
Really?
Charles Hawtrey.
He was the other
Charles
guy
Hawtrey.
from the Carry On film.
What kind of club was this
that they were going to?
Well, I know. Mm. And then my dad said, well, of course, Stephen was an actor in the family. Who's Stephen? Your great uncle Stephen is an actor. He's hanging around with a lot of London types. So my dad used to go to all these places and they'd be in the corner,
Take It Away.
And I was like, oh my God, that's an amazing childhood.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I hope he was more than a child going to clubs, to be honest with you.
My dad always looked older than he was. Then he is. This is NDebs at Gadio. Yes, he was over 18.
Right.
This is NDebs at Gadio. NDebs at Gadio.co.uk. I did make a small mistake. The actor that played Kenneth Williams in Fantabulosa is not Michael Sheen, the American actor who played someone in the White House. Mm. It's Martin. Hang on, I've done it again.
No, you've done it again, love. It's not I've Martin it. Sheen. How many more right, times?
This is why Michael Sheen will never be famous. His name doesn't stand out. Michael Sheen. We did a whole link on that. I'm embarrassed.
Neil and Debbie here, playing our way through Gaydio's anthems this Saturday morning. You can tweet the show at ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
Do you know what my favourite bit of this song is? The full song? When it goes, bam, do.
Oh, this is embarrassing. You want to carry on with this? Come on. Come on. Which bit? Is it coming up now? How does it go again?
Brilliant. Oh, yeah, it's one of my favourite moments of the show ever, this. Oh,
yeah. It goes right. In my head, I thought I was about to sing it, but right. In my reality, no. I did. Yeah. Do you know what? Let's stop that.
Right.
So, at this is ndebs at KDO, email ndebs at KDO.co.uk. Slightly embarrassed now. I want to take sides here, Neil.
Right.
And I want to say, Noel Gallagher, zip it, Shrimpy.
Oh.
Leave Adele alone, which is why I would like to pick Adele as my Adele.
Well, you're not
today.
Supposed to. We haven't got to the reveal bit yet.
No, I know, but I might be picking her because do you know what he said about her songs this week?
Oh, no, go on.
That they're poo emoji.
Oh, no.
And she sings like Cilla Black.
Oh, please.
Oh, excuse me, monobrow. You think you've got a great voice? Adele's got an amazing voice, and so does her best friend. When the rain is... Come on, join in. Alan. I don't know what that is. Lights in the air. Off the see him at Caesar's Palace do that.
Yeah, that's right. That was almost as good as you doing Pump Up the Jam. That was Pump Up the Volume.
Pump Up the Volume, sum up yours. Should we go to the song?
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the...
So earlier on, in the deep dive into the archive, I gave Debbie three clips from three archival songs, and you have now to make your mind up as to which of these tracks you want to hear in full. Will it be Danny Minogue? Will it be...
No. No, it'll be... When the rain... Please. Thank you, Neil.
Right, OK. So it's Adele.
Adele, please.
Shemanology, Boys in the Club.
Club. Yeah. Want to see you in the club. Got to put your hands up. This is ndebs at Gaydio, email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Oh my god, now we forgot to say that the 11 to 12 o'clock hour is the
Snacksercise
hour that everything you eat doesn't
right.
count as calories. So I'm
right.
afraid now, if you've left it, it's going to count as calories. We've got to do a weigh-in soon, Neil, because
no.
I'm confident. Yes.
No.
Before the summer's out, we've got to do a weigh-in.
Because
we're losing control. I had fish and chips in the week.
Oh no.
Coming back from yoga, and I felt really. No, I did. I was stopped at the Village fish and chip van every Wednesday. And there's a lovely South African who I flirt with for extra fish.
Oh, do you? Yes, yeah.
I said, oh, have you had your hair done? And I opened up my... I opened up my...
What did you open up? Your heart? What?
When I got home, I unwrapped the paper and he'd give me an extra bit of fish. So my flirting worked. I flirted for fish. There we go. Well, cross living crisis. I'll do anything. This is ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Over to Twitter. I trot. We're also on Instagram. How do you find us on Instagram, Neil? Because you're in charge of that.
This is ndebs.
Oh, well, that's quite easy.
Yeah.
Okay. So this has come in, and I love you for this. It's Karina Ross who has sent this in. OMG. This will be the collaboration made in heaven. ! At this is ndebs. What do you think, Debs? And then the mind blow emoji.
Right.
And love heart emoji. Would you like to hear what Karina has sent me?
I'd love to, yeah.
Here's the collaboration, and I've had to be very careful with this, Neil. It's got a clean version and then the normal version. I've had sleepless nights over playing the wrong version in the week.
Right.
So here is what she sent us. I'm about to play it to you. Now, who do you think these two icons are?
Kate and my best friends.
No, who do you
idea.
Think that is?
Absolutely no idea.
I'll give you extra points if you tell me what the missing word is. Missing word, missing word.
Kate and my best friends.
I've been up my best friends. Beep. What do you think that she's saying there?
Gaff.
Oh my god.
That's James Hype on Gadio. It's called Lose Control.
Control. Mm. No, I don't mind telling you, Neil. You made me lose control.
Oh, did I?
Oh, hang on. A moment ago with your with your guess for the missing word. It's Neil W. Hello. Anthony Murphy along with Gadio Requests. Beautiful Anthony Murphy at 1 in the clock. But no, I've just played you a little clip which was sent in by Karina Ross on Twitter at thisisndebs.gadio saying, you won't believe this. This is a collaboration made in heaven. This is the clip and I asked her who it was.
Kate and my best friends.
I've been up my best friends. No, I'm sorry. that's even worse. It's a collaboration between Roisin Murphy and Jessie Ware.
Oh, nice.
I cannot believe. And the video, you can imagine, because Roisin Murphy is so funny with her memes. Mm. She's so funny. Jessie Ware put, it's coming at Roisin Murphy. And they've got, it's called Freak Me Now, and then you could pre-sale it.
Right.
But the words, I've been up my best friends. We'll play the full version in the podcast extra bits, but it's a brilliant song.
Excellent.
Brilliant song.
What a great combination, those two together.
Jessie Ware and Roisin Murphy.
Mm.
Can you imagine the language that came out of that studio? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
It was blue a da ba dee a ba da. Can't wait to hear that improper. Why am I talking like Piggy Pollard? And they went around the back right. And I listened to the Jessie Ware song. And then she said, no, I'm not going to do that. It's too fast.
Peggy Goo on Gadio. This is Neil and Debbie here.
Peggy Doo.
I love you.
Peggy Goo just doing a poo.
Are you all right, love?
What's this?
What's wrong with you?
What's this music?
This is the old theme tune to Play Your Cards Right. And this week I've been delving into Alan Carr's epic game show once again. I love this. Basically, he's revitalized some of those old quizzes they used to have on the telly back in the day. And he's
when you had no choice but to watch one of the channels.
Exactly, yeah, there's about three channels to watch, yeah. So this, he's revitalized Play Your Cards Right, and he had a celebrity edition upon which Claire Balding and Alice Arnold were guests as a couple to play together. Very insightful here, I thought, into their private lives.
Hi, Claire and Alice.
Hello, Alan. Hello.
Now, Claire, we did Crufts together for a couple of years, didn't we?
Yeah, I loved it.
Did you? Yes. I loved it too.
Did you? Good.
Yeah. You brought the fan, I brought the detailed knowledge and gravitas. Alice, you've been together for years now. You got married in 2015.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, but we did several partnerships before that. So the wedding was very low-key. The reception was at Wagamama's, just the two of us.
She's a national treasure. She can't be seen at Wagamama's.
She can. She's Nando's absolute favourite.
Yeah.
She really? Oh, you'd never think Claire Balding would like a Nando's.
If we finish in time, we can get to Poundland before it shuts.
Yeah.
They're such a couple together. Great, aren't they?
Hang on. What? Claire Balding, Clary Balds, one of the poshest people, goes to
Nando's
and Poundland. Are you having a joke? Can I just say, I adore that. Do you actually think they had their wedding reception at Wagga?
I bet they did. They're not lying. They would make that stuff up, would they?
Yeah, but you can't share food. How does that work as a buffet? You stick someone's hand in your bowl. How does that work? Oh, just want to share your noodle. How did you do that? That doesn't make any sense. Oh, that's beautiful, love. Just to hear Alan Carr's voice is delicious, isn't it?
I have actually got them playing the quiz. Do you want to hear any
of
that?
Yes,
do you want
please.
To hear this? This is them. This is their first question.
Here's the next question, and it's for Claire and Alice. We asked 100 people, is pineapple on a pizza ever acceptable?
Yes.
How many people said, yes. Pineapple on a pizza is acceptable.
Yes.
Well, you see, this is very personal because I really hate pineapple in anything, actually.
Me too.
And definitely not on a pizza.
So what do you reckon?
On the basis they sell pizzas with pineapple on them.
Yes.
It can't be a lot less than 25, can it?
No.
33.
33?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Higher.
Higher.
Okay.
80.
We're going to take Amber.
Okay. You said 33. The actual answer is 59. You were right.
I went too high.
Well, that was... Well, I think we've all learned a lot there, haven't we? It's a public service from me on deck.
Sam Smith and Diamonds on KDO. Neil and Debbie here. When I was watching that bit of telly the other night, I fell asleep in front of the telly.
Oh, it's lovely.
And then I woke up and the ads... I think it was the ads were on.
Yeah.
There was a goat paragliding. Is that a thing now? Have you seen a goat paragliding?
No, Neil.
It wasn't just me, was it?
Had you been on that Lambrini? Had you been on that?
No. There was a goat paragliding over the Rio Grande or something like that.
Neil, have we been taken over by alien forces? Because... I mean, I love being random, but this is really random.
I just want to know whether it's just me or whether it's... I don't watch much linear television, so I don't see
linear?
The
answer. Who on earth? What's the linear television? Oh, my God. We'll be back in a moment with something better.
Saturday afternoon on Gadio. Are you all dolled up and ready for Pride once again this weekend, Debbie?
Happy Pride!
Yes, give it to us.
Big celebrations this weekend. Here we go with the list. Cleethorpes and Grimsby, Congleton, Drogheda, Highland Pride in Inverness, Kendal Pride this weekend, Lichfield Pride, Newquay, Northern Pride in Newcastle, Oldham, Pride on Sea in Burnham-on-Sea and Highbridge. And tomorrow celebrating is Chesterfield. And there's one other one going on today. It's in Taunton. If you're celebrating, have a wonderful time.
Now, I've counted that up there. There's a hell of a lot.
Yes.
Because we're going towards the end of the Pride season, so that's wonderful.
Mm.
And hello to my friend Mark, who is going to Newquay Pride. He's very, very involved in that.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Very involved.
And by the way, Prides do go on all the way into September this year. There's loads.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. It's super, isn't it?
So you've
got the confidence to do it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Neil, I do believe that Lisa has filed a report, because I know we're hurtling through the show. Beautiful girlfriend. I'm not seeing her this weekend, so I'm really sad.
Oh, right.
I'm going to my parents straight after the show for early.
Not going with you?
No, she's doing a dissertation, doing a master's.
Oh, right. Good excuse.
She's studying. She's studying.
Right. Well, hello, Lisa.
Hello, Neil. Hello, Debbie.
Hi,
hello,
darling.
Alex. I can't believe it's Saturday already. There's just so much gone on this week.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Have you seen that Danny Minogue has I Kissed a Girl instead of I Kissed a Boy?
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this. I never watch these kind of shows, but I might watch this one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
they've
already announced the date for Pride next year.
Yes, that's right.
How amazing is that?
Pride in
and
London.
This year is the 10-year anniversary of being able to get married in the UK, which is very exciting.
Yes, yeah.
And it's also our beautiful friend Anna's birthday, and we are supposed to go together to a garden party today, but Debbie can't make it.
No.
So I'm going to have to go solo and see you in a whole week away from now. I miss you already.
Oh, bless you.
I might have to drink to, like, cure my sorrow. Have a sensational show. Love you, miss you, mean it.
Should we be concerned there? Some interesting things. She's looking forward to I Kissed a Girl. She's not seeing you this weekend.
No, and she's drowning her sorrows in drink. I might have to rearrange my plans to go down to see my parents tomorrow because I think there might be a relationship SOS.
Saturday afternoon on Gadio, and Neil and Debbie here on this Saturday afternoon. You can tweet us at this is ndebs at Gadio and email ndebs@gadio.co.uk. We're also on Instagram at this is ndebs as well.
When you were at school, Neil, did you ever have like a play where you had like music in it? So you had school play and there was one song that was in it that everyone sort of learned.
Oh, well, we did all the musicals. We did Oliver, we did Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a teacher in America called Melissa Temple,
right,
who was putting on a school concert, and she included one song in there, which has cost her job.
Oh no! What was it?
The song is a song called Rainbow Land, and it's this one here.
A Wisconsin teacher.
Oh no! It's this one here.
We are rainbows.
Okay, so do you want to know what the school said about that highly offensive song?
Well, I suppose rainbows now become a trigger word, has it?
Really has, hasn't it?
Yeah, and pathetic.
It's Dolly Parton. Can we repeat? This is Dolly Parton, the most uncontroversial person ever.
Yeah.
So this is what's happened in America, and she's a school teacher she's lost her job because of this.
A Wisconsin teacher speaking for the first time with us here at NBC News after her school district made her take out a Miley Cyrus Dolly Parton song from a first grade concert. Why? Apparently because of lyrics about rainbows. Listen.
To be told that we can't sing a song about rainbows or about Rainbow Land that has a message of peace and harmony and love, it was shocking.
Miley and Dolly say the song Rainbow Land is about hope and positivity with lyrics like every color, every hue, let's shine on through. But when Melissa Temple, that teacher, tried to get the song cleared by her principal for that spring concert by the first graders, the school district said it violated district policy over quote-unquote controversial issues.
Oh.
So, Hallie, the students in Waukesha may not be singing Rainbow Land, but I can tell you this, more people around the country are. This song was released in 2017, but since news of this spread like wildfire, now hitting Apple Music's top 100 chart earlier this week. So amazing. It's definitely been something that has been highly talked about, Hallie.
It's so fantastic, isn't it? Everyone goes, no, we're going to support her.
Yeah.
But sadly, all the media attention that it's brought to the school has meant that they have terminated her contract.
Oh, that's outrageous.
I'm not joking, Neil. This is absolutely disgusting.
It is. Yeah.
And it's still, you know, I think she's sort of kicking back about it, and there's a lot of support for her, but there's a lot of people that go, oh, you should not put a rainbow. Oh, how dare you corrupt our children's minds. So do you know what they've replaced that song with?
Go on.
Rainbow Connection by the Muppets. Neil.
They're like
Neil.
Children themselves, aren't
Neil,
they?
Yeah. So let's get this straight. They were offended by Dolly and Miley singing their rainbow song. They've replaced it with
a singing
rainbow
frog.
Rainbow Connection. Well done, everyone. Well done.
Man of my dreams, tell me where are you now?
Years and Years featuring Galantis. It's called Sweet Talker on Gaydio.
Well, if you like Sweet Talkers, you're going to love who's up next on Gaydio. It's the... Neil, please! This is a good link. This is
very good.
The wonderful, the one and only Gaydio Requests with Mr. Anthony Murphy! Yeah! So, whatever you fancy hearing, he will play it for you next. And if he can't find it, Neil, what will he do? What will he do?
He'll find
something similar. Yeah. And if you can't do that, he'll ask you to choose again. All right. Neil, I thought we'd have a bit of poo to celebrate.
Oh,
well,
yes.
The teacher we just talked about, which is just a horrendous thing that's happened in America. And the teacher is known as hashtag Rainbow Teacher.
Right.
And please support her. Send her a message on the internet. She lost her job because she wanted to put Rainbow in a school play, a song about rainbows by Dolly Parton. And they went, oh, no, that's... Oh, we can't corrupt the children. Let's play Rainbow Connection by Kermit instead. So I'd like to play two things for you. First of all, this is for Liam Gallagher.
Red and yellow and pink and green, orange...
God.
It's not Cilla Black.
Yes, it is. And he just said that Adele sounded like her this week. So let's cross right over. You've got a choice now. You can have the Barbra Streisand version, the Derby Harry version, or the Kermit the Frog version of Rainbow Connection.
I think it has to be Kermit, really, doesn't it?
It does, because it's the only one I've got lined up. Get your rare thing out.
I think it
There's so many
some of it now.
Songs about rainbows. And what's on the other side?
We don't know, Kermit!
Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide.
than I thought, this song.
Someday we'll find the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Beautiful. So we've got time for today, Kermit. Yeah, some songs are better in your memory, aren't they? Thank you, Kermit and friends.
And don't think twice.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. That's it. We'll be back next week at the same time here on Gaydio, the podcast at mixcloud.com/thisisendebs.
I didn't tell you my Star Wars Muriel news. Oh, and I also said we actually didn't get to Anthony Adrian Swallows' message, a complaint. So we'll have to get to that next week. Okay. I bet you can't wait.
Yeah.
Anthony Murphy is next. Have a delish week.
Communist?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Extra, 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 extra.
No, no. Oh, no.
I made it longer.
Please, no. I like the tweet all about it. I don't like change. It's too much change in the world already. It's Neil and Debbie Heller's podcast Extra Bits. There's too much change, interest rates, cost of like apples going up. I don't want the tweet to go. Please, can we have the tweet back?
I don't know. I'm very unsure about Twitter at the moment.
I know, but it's RuPaul. You've mucked around with the artistic license, and he didn't say you could do that. Mum at Ru didn't say you could do that.
Right.
Anyway, podcast experts, there's things we didn't talk about in the show today, which I really wanted to talk about.
Right.
Would you like to hear what Roisin and Jesse
Ware
were singing about?
Please,
so this might be rude, right? Because it's the podcast experts. So if you are easily offended, then...
off.
No, don't, because that's not funny, Neil, is it? So this is from the wonderful Karina Ross, who said, we mentioned it in the show, oh my God, this collaboration is made in heaven. This is Debs, what do you think, Debs? Because she knows I love Roisin Murphy, and you love Jesse Ware, Table Manners, don't you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So this is the collaboration between the two of them. I asked you for the missing word,
right,
Neil, and what was your answer?
Gaff.
Being up your friend's...
Gaff.
No, was it gaff?
I said gaff, yeah.
Okay, so this is what they say. It's not...
Can't have my best friend's ass.
A bit loud. It distorted. Turn it down.
Is that a bit loud?
Oh, it's too loud.
Hang on.
Oh, that's awful. That's really ruined my ears, that has. Thanks very much.
Here it is again.
All right.
Is this loud enough? Hang on. Oh, I really don't like to attack.
Take your time, Debbie. Take your time.
Did you hear that?
No, sorry, I played my take your time clip. Did she say arse?
Get out my best friend's ass.
Did
that's
you hear
not
it?
Very nice to your best friend, is it?
Well, it might be.
Yeah,
might
very
be what
strange.
They wanted. So it's just Roisin walking in Jesse Ware's kitchen,
right,
to the beat of that. I love the creative writing process, Neil. How do you sit? So is that this Roisin Murphy sat down going, right, Jesse, what are we going to write about? What do you want to write about? What's the sort of thing you're thinking of? And Jesse Ware, she's London, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she's very, right. Yeah.
Well, I was going down the apples and pears and I saw,
no, she doesn't speak
what
like
about
that.
I've been up my best friend's. I think that's a great idea, my darling. That why don't we sing, I've just been up my best friend's arse and just release it, see how far it goes. Should we do that, my darling? I think that's how the conversation went, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like we're there. We're not. So that's, we've all learned a lot there. What I really wanted to talk to you today about, Neil, was the 8-inch. You thought she was 8 inches, but I'm talking the 11.5-inch.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Barbie. Just to discuss, when you were a child, we have covered this on the show before, you had a top cat or top dog. What was it called? That top dog. That what was that muscle man called? The doll. With the eyes.
You mean Action Man?
Action Man. Did you have an Action Man?
I had an Action Man, and I also had a Steve Austin.
Steve Austin. And did you like those toys?
To be honest with you, not. I mean, I wanted one, I suppose, but I, probably because I fancied him.
more than anything
else. You fancied a bit. Did you like? Was it all the things?
Spent hours playing with him. In fact, I think it was my brother that had Action Man.
Right. Okay.
I was never really one for playing with dolls, to be honest with you.
So what did you do with your childhood? What were you doing?
I was out in the garden and playing and exploring and being outside and yeah.
Here I am, an 8-year-old Neil Sexton in the bushes.
So, well, I was. We used to play secret agents and things like that.
Secret agents,
And burrow into hedgerows and things and hide.
Oh,
yeah, it's all fun.
Well, sounds very common, Neil.
No, it's using your imagination.
Yeah,
that's what it's all
it
about
is.
When I was a
it
kid.
It is. So, could I get back to Barbie?
Yes, of course.
If I may, because this is, I have got real beef with Barbie.
Right.
When we were little kids, if I can take you back to Tim and Twelves, I was probably about 4 or 5. My sister was 6 or 7. And we went to like a summer school because my mum was working. You actually just yawned. You actually...
I'm really interested in your anecdotes, but I am very tired. But carry on.
Well, should we just keep this short and I'll talk about this on air next week after maybe we've seen the Barbie movie?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, because you...
Are you going to see it this weekend?
Well, I'm going to Tunbridge Wells to my parents, so I don't think there's.
No,
to be honest with you,
love
this. We'll be going to the local pub, and also, not being rude about Tunbridge Wells, the newest film they've got in town is E.T.
Yeah.
I've told you about this. We get things probably about 50 years after they come out.
Kramer versus Kramer, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you heard? There's a new film called The Exorcist. Oh, good God. So that is it's not the most up with the times place.
No, true. Have you watched the George Michael documentary yet, by the way?
The Wham one?
Yeah.
No, but we've got to talk about that next week because I'm being sent the Wham CD that is coming out.
Are you?
A rare one, yeah.
What rare one?
The rare one.
Oh.
The rare ones that's coming out.
Wow.
So I'm gonna listen to that in the week and hopefully we'll be able to dissect
Could
that.
You were never a huge Wham fan, were you?
Didn't like Wham at all, Neil,
Why?
To be honest with you.
Why? I don't understand.
A club man or a trap man. I was too young. I wasn't into that.
Didn't get it. It was before your time. Yeah.
It's before my time, Neil. Yeah. It's like, who are they? What is going
but honestly,
on?
Honestly, they've been reevaluated definitely in this documentary. And those songs that they wrote in that, so they're great pop songs, particularly the ones latter in their career, not the Young Guns and the Bad Boys. George Michael didn't like that one either. They said too formulaic.
You look back on it, and when we interviewed him, Neil, he actually said, you know, this is a great year because look, it's 30 years since Wham came out. So you got to think that's his history, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And was your first radio show your best one?
Oh, God,
certainly
no.
Not now,
no,
is it?
No,
not certainly
no.
Not this one.
No, no.
This one was all over the place today, Neil. All over the place.
Well, it's nice to be consistent.
Neil and Debbie.
And the winner of this year's MasterCard, Barbara's MasterCard.